Blog Talk Radio. That was Dancing with the Snake by Flash Silverman, which just so happens to be me. And this is Woman Spirit Rising. And we are so happy to have you with us tonight. It's a wonderful program, and we're doing it a little bit different this time. We're going to do more of a, like a talking stick, cyber style, a round table. Things round are kind of good. And we're also dealing with Mercury retrograde and a solar eclipse. We're smack in the middle of it. It started around 5 o'clock Eastern Standard, and the intensity of it goes for about another couple of hours. And just a little hint, if things aren't going exactly smooth, that's why. And my computer has never thrown up a block to me and said, we're not going to let you see anything. Talk about an eclipse. My computer has eclipsed itself. Wow. And so there. On you, Flash. And it was a very interesting point that Gabrielle brought up. This is Gabrielle Alizé, who's one of the wise women with us this evening. We'll be hearing more from her in a while. So get your little candle together, and we'll be seeing more of that. She suggested, and she's absolutely on the money, that, in fact, when you have something very intense to share, when you're really trying to put out something, particularly when you're dealing with psychic self-defense and energies that might not be perhaps as light and breezy as we might all always enjoy, that there's a little bit of a fuss made about such information being shared, like one's computer, for instance, for the first time in its life, throwing a block on everything. On sent, on inbox, you name it. Can't see anything. But that's okay. We're going to just move forward. And some of you may be wondering, too, what is psychic self-defense? And you've got many situations in your life where you might want such a thing. Well, think of what does defense mean? It's protection. It's ways to use tools and ideologies and chants and whatnot to protect yourself and others, including your animals. And a word about the animals, too. In your household, if you have one or more animals, then what occurs is that, I know, I hear that. Just another little pleasantry.
Which?
Okay, Echo.
No show on because your computer should be mute.
Mine just very quiet.
Just a heads
very,
up.
Very,
so
quiet.
You don't have the echo on.
Yeah, I don't hear an echo.
No, I don't either. Well, somebody fixed it. And so about the animals, if you see that one or more of your animals is having a really hard time and acting unusual, they're likely picking up something you haven't yet. And my dog, Happy, is extraordinary about that. We finally discovered when she starts barking at nothing, well, nothing to us, what she's telling me is time to smudge, time to get some sacred smoke going. And as soon as I do, she's quiet as a little mouse. So they will tell you if you pay attention, and also if you want to keep them safe, keep you safe. Don't leave yourself vulnerable. And we'll start going into different ideas that we all have and different types of protection and psychic self-defense. I got to say, I've definitely earned at least a black belt over the years. And sometimes it's just a matter of you're in your office where you work and there's someone who's got funky energy and they're jealous of you. And you come in and all they can do is just sulk and throw out bad vibes. I would call that your garden variety type of psychic attack. There's nothing very serious about it, but if you bathe in that day after day after day, it's nasty. And the easiest, the very, very easiest thing you can do under any and all circumstances is get yourself underwater, even if you're just rinsing your hands, and give it a little intention. Like, okay, you know, Joe Schmo in my office was really being ridiculous, and I don't like his energy. Please take it off my hands. If you can get in the shower, so much the better. But, you know, we're talking about just something very, very simple. Anybody can do it, and it's free. So that's one very, very simple way of dealing with that kind of energy. And we'll get into lots more. Someone else want to say a few words just about the subject? Okay.
Well, I'm right there with you. I think everyone's right there with you.
Cool. Well, we're good. I just always like to try to give space for everybody in the circle so that, you know, no one feels silenced. We all have good ideas, and we'll all share what we have. And this is definitely a show you want to keep because it's going to be very full and very rich of lots of good information for everybody to share. And I'm sure all of us have something the other one hasn't heard yet. So it's going to be good. So if you have your smudge bowls or any kind of sacred smoke around you, this would be a really fine time to get it started. Because we'll be talking about subject matter that has an intensity to it, and you want to keep the room clear. If you've never heard of my golden armor, then this would be a good time to tell you that there's definitely lots of mists, which I call, they're gem elixirs that I make. And when I'm starting a circle of some kind of ritual work, I like this one a lot because it gives me that golden armor. And I'll spray my dog and the space. But if you don't have such a thing, now you could order it from me, and we'll get into that much later. But if you have nothing and you want to just get a little water over you, you get a little sprinkle. It's good, it's easy, it's free. So how's about a bubble, Miss Cindy?
Okay, well, the dolphins said that people don't squeeze their energetic sponges enough. So I'm going to teach everybody how to squeeze your sponge.
Okay.
And the way that we do that is we create a bubble. And I'm just going to lead us through it. I'm going to say my name, but when I say my name, have everybody else say their name, okay?
Good God.
So, bubble of protection, activate. All energies that are not my own, please leave my bubble now. And take a deep breath. I like to put pink, fluffy love energy around my bubble. That way, if anybody touches it, then they get covered in love and they get to see who they really are. And it's also an extra layer of protection. So I'm asking my highest guides and masters to step back in my bubble now, please. Inside my bubble, I would like to place joy, flow, love, light, abundance, and my highest potential, and any energies that are not in total alignment with this, with all of these frequencies. I ask you to step outside the bubble now and take a deep breath. I put bubbles around my pets. I put bubbles around my home. I put bubbles around my property. Any and all energies that are not in total alignment with my love and my light and the highest potential that can be created here of love, I ask for you to step outside the bubble now. I am Cindy.
I am Flash.
I am safe on planet Earth.
I am safe on planet Earth.
And so it is.
And so it is.
So I'm handing it to you, Flash.
Thank you. I feel so much better. And I'm going to pass the talking stick over to Gabrielle. So
Hello.
That she can lead us in the sacred candle ceremony.
Thank you. And I want to say thank you for letting me be here. And I feel honored to be with these very powerful priestess medicine women. So thank you. And I'm feeling much better because of what we just did. So thank you very much. Thank you very much. So I'm the one that is going to talk to you and teach you about the Kali Durga chant flame. And what the best way to teach you is to have you get a tea light and put that tea light on a plate and put the plate on a hot pad, and then you've created a safe burn station. What we are doing is we are using the flame as the medium, and while what I want to say is I have a lot of scientific alchemizing God science extrapolations and what I've discovered on my website, homepeace.com. But what I want to say is that ideally you want to use the flame of a non-toxic candle because the medium is then the highest vibration, which then takes our affirmations, which are very scientific and very effective, and put them where we want them to be. Okay, so, but I have learned that in time of hardship and emergency, any candle will do. So like Flash was saying, and what I'm seeing so far, is that we can come up with ways to walk through the world protected without spending money. Okay, so this is what you do. You light the flame, and then what you're going to do is you're going to focus and visualize by looking into the flame, and what you're going to see is your entire home and the relevant property, okay? And above that, and what I want you to do is I want you to see the color that instantly comes to you when I say the chant, Kali Durga Namo Namah, Kali Durga Namo Namah. And then I want you to take that color and I want you to see your home and your property, and above it as big as the relevant home and property, and that includes all outbuildings. And if you live in an apartment building, practice random acts of kindness to strangers. Put the umbrella of that sacred color over the entire home and property. And then what I want you to do is I want you to see that everybody has their own personal umbrella. So if you look above you in that sacred color, you have that umbrella also. And that sacred color is coming, is falling all the way down you, all the way to the ground, protecting you, completely surrounding you in that sacred color of chi, God particles. And I want you to see that everybody in your household, every animal, every being has a personal umbrella. And if you share walls or if you're on a property that shares houses, give everybody a personal umbrella, which is at the same time helping everybody to be the best that they can be. Okay? This chant, the Kali Durga Namo Namah, is a Hindu chant of protection. The way I present it is that it dissolves resistances from self and others. So from the inside, self-sabotage and even subconscious earth that people are sending that they don't even know they're sending. This this particular chant flame holds the frequency for you. So in other words, this is something to do as a practice daily. And everything that you're hearing is still wonderful. This is one of those things to do to kind of give yourself a sacred activism, RX, spiritual buffer, so that you know that the Kali Durga, Namo Nama, has your back. So once you have that visualization, then you're going to say the very scientific, very high, a mixture of quantum physics and God, really, affirmation. And then I would let the candle, if you can, burn 15 minutes to 4 hours in times in your world, in safe burning practices, never leave a flame unattended, all those things. But here we go. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to say the affirmation, and then I'm going to take a space to let everybody program their own flame, okay? So please repeat after me. Now the sacred color energy flame.
Now
the sacred color energy flame.
Easily and endlessly. Bring the reality down to the third dimension.
To the third dimension.
Earth plane.
Earth plane.
Kali Durga Namo Nama.
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 On the cellular genetic.
On the cellular genetic.
Subconscious and conscious.
Subconscious and conscious.
Superconscious.
Superconscious.
Physical, emotional.
Physical and emotional.
Mental, spiritual, and soul planes.
Mental, spiritual, and soul planes.
Of every reality.
Of every reality.
In all simultaneous existences.
In all simultaneous existences.
Especially this one.
Especially this one.
Miracles happen every day.
Miracles happen every day.
This or something better for the highest good now occurs.
This or something better for the highest good now occurs.
Very good. So what I have noticed for me is that since I have been integrating this flame into my life on a daily to semi-daily basis, my goals, my challenges are starting to resolve themselves. My goals are starting to manifest, and I really believe it's because I'm out of my own way. And I'm also walking in protection from anybody, even those who love me, that are sending subconscious earth that they don't even know they're doing, okay? And this is perfect for animals, everything, okay? So that's what I offer.
Beautiful.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Well, I wanted to speak of something that popped into my head this morning, and I think this will be of a lot of use, probably for everybody here. Do all of us in some way or other work with people?
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows, maybe some of us work with aliens. But I know that when I start, before I see a client, I like to get the space consecrated, usually with some incense and one or several of my gem elixirs. I might start with golden armor, perhaps, or the shift, something like that. So I'm getting me ready, and I think we can do a lot for ourselves by the things that we wear. I'm a big stone person. I love stones, and so I have quite a number of them that I wear, and I tend to, if there's something big, I wear more. And, you know, for instance, black tourmaline, if you want to do something to absorb negativity, that's your rock. And, you know, if you have an office or if you have some kind of place where people are coming in, and you've got this, like, black tourmaline wall, and even with a smallish stone, it's going to have the ability to absorb negativity. Likewise, smoky quartz or a smoky celestial, that tends to absorb, and it also throws back the energy. It doesn't let it come into the space. It just repels it. Amethyst is good for raising the vibration. Labradorite, which I love, it's a gorgeous stone, and that's particularly good for those of us who are sensitives, and it helps open the third eye. However, it also puts up a nice web, a filter, so that we're not sucking in the negativity. And I've also found that that's so good for young people, teenagers, who are having difficulty feeling psychically attacked by really negative stuff. And I tell them to sleep with it, and they get to sleep. So that's a real good one. It's also very beautiful. There's cross stone, which looks like a cross. And ruby is real powerful protection for the heart as well. And if you've got children and young people and sensitive, celestite, which looks kind of like blue, very pretty robin's egg blue quartz. That's nice. It's not protective. It's quite in the same way as the other ones are. But what it does is it creates an angelic vibration that's very inhospitable to negatives. So that's a bedroom piece, really. And it's delicate, so it's not one you carry around. But wearing and carrying stones is an excellent way to prepare yourself to deal with all kinds of energies, because you can have a perfectly lovely individual come in for a reading, as I do, and they're perfectly fine, except what's riding them sometimes isn't. So when you're done with them, you want to spray them down. If all you have is water, that's a good start. If you like gem elixirs, that's even better. And I also clear the room with smoke and with gem elixirs when I'm done, so that whoever else comes in the room isn't being saturated by whatever the last person left. So that's just a little workshop kind of talk. And I welcome Gwen to offer her stuff.
My stuff. Okay, well, I'm a British-trained aromatherapist, but my most fabulous training has come from working with a lot of different indigenous medicine people all over this country and in Europe. I've learned things that I would have never learned even from, you know, a lot of research and study, and I think some of our best tools are gained that way. What I do is work with essential oils and plants. I create elixirs or gem, not gem elixirs, I work with those, but I make flower essences to companion essential oil blends, which working with plants, it's the quality of mind I'm going towards. So it's the scent providing a quality of mind that can enable and help anyone to achieve certain goals, especially cleansing, clearing, protection, a whole host of different things. What I bring to the table tonight in that capacity is, first of all, I think that all of us have probably, when Flash says making smoke, she's generally speaking about burning white sage. Yes, Flash?
Yeah, that's one thing. When I'm doing cleansing, I'm usually using that, but I may also be using some other sacred woods and cedar, perhaps.
Okay.
Palo Santo wood.
For the ancient Celts, it was mugwort, which was more indigenous there. And over here, it's white sage, which is a first a cleanser, purifier. It makes person, place, and thing clean of energy that's awash in negativity or anything like that. It cleanses everything off so you can begin anew. It's an auric cleanser. It's a space cleanser. And it's even a good cleanser to use if you're wanting to cleanse some item. And you do this, you can use smoke. I myself create things, and I created I put white sage oil on the shelf. And I put it into just pure water with a white sage flower essence, and it's a smokeless smudge, and it works the same way as the smoke does. Some people prefer the smoke, other folks don't like smoke, and so it's a nice thing to have small amounts of when you need it. You have to remember, I think it's important to tell folks, that when you're using any tool like this, creative visualization of white protective light, as Gabrielle was talking about and Cindy was talking about in bubbles, the creative visualization that you use to infuse your tools, and scent and smoke and all of it are your tools for cleansing. And so when folks are working with it, they need to remember to put an intention of clearing and cleansing and establishing grounding of good energy through their intentions when they work with anything like this. Another scent that people can work with, and it's a very, very good cleanser of anything negative. It'll push back bad feelings, bad energy. When you feel yourself under some kind of pressure that you can't quite put a finger on, and you may think that you're being attacked on an emotional and psychic level, one of the finest tools that you can use is dragon's blood. That will push away negativity and leave a positive vibration behind. It's an excellent companion to have just any time you need it there. There's just one other thing I would like to say. There's an old exercise that I have used, and it's saved me in the nick of time actually once very notably. And it started out with a friend giving me the violet flame exercise, which is a wonderful exercise, and you can Google it and find it online. It's a creative visualization exercise. It would take a bit of time to go through, so I'm not going to do that, being mindful of our time here. But I will say, color is very important with creative visualization. And if you feel yourself being drained or under any kind of pressure, stress, attack, one of the finest, quickest ways that you can Celt, and I'll tell you what, you get, and Flash has already mentioned the use of it, and I know Cindy knows this, but you get under a shower or dive in the pool, you get in water, and you intend that water with light and have it wash everything away that is trying to attach itself to you, anything that would be harmful, anything that's being directed that you feel is directed at you in a harmful manner. You get under a shower, you infuse that water with white light, and always remember to bring that energy from a source. Just don't pow it with your own white light. Feed your energy from a source, and that can be the heart of heaven. It could be the sun. It could be the earth mother. but visualize it. I generally use a spiral of light to come down into the water and saturate it as it falls over me and cleans me of all negativity. And that's about, I think that about covers it for me right now.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Water is an amazing thing. It really is, and it can be used for so much. And Ruth Ann, I believe you have something you wanted to share.
I just wanted to talk a little about the white light meditation, which is one of the first things I learned years and years ago. And I'm not going to do the whole thing. Actually, even when you do it, it doesn't take long. It's one of those things you can draw it out if you want. But like Gwen said, it's important to get the light from another source so that you yourself are not exhausted by manufacturing it. If you just envision a ball of white light from the sun at the top of your head, over it a little bit, then coming into your body, and, you know, it comes down through your head and your shoulders, your arms, your torso, legs, and out your feet, and then it comes back around. You visualize this slower than I'm saying it, but do it like three times. And, you know, mention different parts or silently mention them of your body each time as you go through. At the end of the time, you will probably, in most cases, be feeling quite warm and very safe because this white light now has, Cindy was talking about a bubble before. This isn't a bubble, but it's probably more of an egg-shaped design around you, but it's over your head, under your feet, and all around your body. And so nothing is going to come in this to harm you. The thing about this, it's very simple. Once you're good at visualizing it, you can just do it instantly. If you're waiting for a bus or something and there's somebody who comes along, I mean, if you find yourself in a precarious, it's very easy to just flood yourself with this protective white light. But another thing that I've done and people I know with it is to use it for others. And we were talking earlier about to use it for your pets, white light them, white light your home, your property, and send it. I mean, even if you're sending it around the world to somebody, you can do it because we know how energy works. And I just would add that the only times that my house has ever been broken into was when it wasn't white light protected. The only time I've ever had anything stolen. So for me, it's like, okay. And it's something I try to do in the morning and at night. But another thing in reference to people who you may be working with who are very negative or just the negative people in your life, and I believe somebody earlier mentioned that these might be the people that love you and that you love, but they're sending out, even subconsciously, some kind of negative energy. And it's clouding things up for you. I'm a great believer in freezing, in writing down what's going on and freezing it in a glass. Well, maybe glass isn't the best. Sometimes that will break. A plastic cup, something. Because, and you must be very clear that your intent is not to harm them at all or take away their free will, except where it might be harming you. So that's another thing that we can do. But, you know, we don't want to take someone's free will away because this is they're doing their life lessons now, too. But if it's interfering with us, we do have the right to, and that's ethical. So that's all I have for right now.
Yeah, I'd like to hear from Nicole next, but because one of the things I was going to talk about is so similar to what you said, I'd like to just throw that in here. And
I'm sorry.
It's called a binding. I'm sure some of you have heard of those. And it's similar to what you're saying. And, again, super important that you don't shoot a fly with a cannon and that you only engage in binding someone if, in fact, you know for a fact they were doing something to harm you or another. And then, with the cleanest and clearest of intention, then you begin, and you want to use your sage or whatever sacred smoke that you like while you're doing it. And, you know, okay, Joe Schmo has been raping my neighbor. I call that a good use of a binding. Or my ex-husband is trying to break into my house and steal all my property and is threatening to kill me. I call that another good use for a binding. And so you take a plain piece of paper and you write the person's name down, and if they've got magical names or if they've got other kinds of names that aren't just their regular birth names, put all the names on the paper that they have, and then fold it over till you can't see the name anymore, and you take some black yarn and you start wrapping that little white paper, and you don't want a paper with any messages on it. No, you know, no, not something from the Holiday Inn. You know, just plain paper. And so you're going to take your black yarn, which you can get very cheaply anywhere for a dollar or two, and you're going to start wrapping. And as you wrap, you say, I bind so-and-so from doing any further harm to me or mine. And you hold that like a mantra and keep saying it as you wrap, 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 wrap. And, you know, if you want, you can also visualize them totally wrapped in the yarn like a mummy. And it's not to hurt them ever. You never have the right to interfere in that way. But you do have a right to defend yourself and those close to you. And so you're wrapping and you're envisioning they're wrapped up and they can no longer hurt you by thought, word, or deed. And when you're all done and you feel like you've set it to your satisfaction and you really feel just cleared to the depth of your soul that you've done your work, then you take that and put it in a plastic bag and throw it in the back of your freezer. So, again, we're free. So the person or persons is bound and frozen, and they're not getting out of this. And if you think it's a whole cluster of people that are misbehaving, you need to do one for each and give them each their own bags, because you want to divide and conquer them. And that's the point there. And it's wonderful. And especially if someone you know is feeling really disempowered and they're freaking out and they're just very abused. But you don't do it for them. You may sit with them while they do it, but you let them do the work, because then they are lifting themselves up and they'll believe in what they're doing even more because they focused and they did the work. And into the freezer they go, never to be spoken of again. So, you are next, Nicole.
All right. Well, I'd like to offer in, after all of those wonderful tools that all the ladies offered up, I want to put in the physical. So, I find this especially helpful if you've done any one of the exercises that we just heard, to, after that, ground it into the physical. So I do a lot of Tai Chi, and the whole idea is to never have to do too much and to take the least amount of energy to dispel and to move away from you the negative attack that's coming towards you. So I'll just share with you a couple of my favorites. I have little names for them. The first one is called the Wonder Wheel, and I know we're all probably sitting and on the phone, but you can also do it sitting. The idea is to, of course, ground yourself in white light, especially after all those exercises, and to move both your arms, and the twist is coming from your center, really your core, your base chakra. So to swish your arms back and forth. Now, when you're standing up, you can really get some nice momentum going back and forth. And as you do that, if you keep the breath with it, one side, next side, and you see your entire energy field, your bubble, clearing of any kind of debris or dust that's in it, and physically grounding yourself also with that twisting motion. That's one, the Wonder Wheel. And number two is the crossover. So it's the idea of connecting your meridian, your left side and your right side. So if you can get a right arm up and coming down onto your knee and connecting that energy, and then left arm up and down onto the right knee, and you can even do a back and forth, right to left, left to right, back and forth. And after you've done that a couple times, you bring it up into your head. So it's right hand to your left temple, and you feel that connection from right side to left, and then left to right, right to left, and you can do it just for a few minutes, back and forth. And that touch grounds the two meridians together. And then the last thing with that exercise is with your fingertips to do a little bit of, how do you call it, just pouncing, a little bit of tapping right below your clavicle bone, right above the breast, and do a little tap, 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 and feel the energy of your grounding and your protection and the clean tapping into your torso. And then the same thing right where your ribs are, right in the middle of your ribs, near your stomach, and you feel that lower. And that always really helps me. And there's one other one I was thinking of. And also the bringing your hands together like in a prayer, but your palms pressing them together, and then raising your hands up towards the sky and feeling that anchor of the pyramid, and then your hands come down to the, you know, left and right side, all the way down to your legs, and that feeling of pushing out your energy in your bubble and feeling sort of the wellspring. So, anytime I've done especially an exercise like you were all just speaking of and then incorporating the physical, it you feel like a million bucks.
Who couldn't stand that?
And simply jumping up and down as well is a quick little way of just grounding and keeping that energy. Just a couple jumps. It's amazing.
Neat.
That's good.
One of are you done? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay. One of the first things that I ever learned by a marvelous old psychic teacher in New York City was a small phrase that I'm going to share with you, and it has been dynamite for me. It's so, so simple, and I used to live in New York City. This is back in the early 70s, and it's very different there now, but it was still pretty challenging to walk around late at night anywhere you wanted, and which is how I like to be. And I found that I learned this so well that even when I was adventuring on the astral plane, if I ran into something that was no good, I instantly, this thought came into my brain, and it got me right out of there. So this is the wording, and it's very, very simple. And as you're saying it, you imagine a ring of fire around your whole being, and the words go, I surround myself with the ring past not to protect me and mine. That's it. I'll say it one more time for you. I surround myself with the ring past not to protect me and mine. And I used that middle of the night walking down Broadway on the Upper West Side. And this is just a little story and how you want to think when you're trying to protect yourself, too. I was walking along. I was about maybe 10 blocks from my home. And there was this drunk that started following me. I could smell the liquor on him, and I knew he was definitely following me. So I started chanting that to myself silently, seeing the ring of fire around myself and also knowing I'm not a fast mover. I'm built for comfort, not speed. And so I thought, what can I do? In addition to saying these words to myself and creating this wonderful protection, I need to think of the path of least resistance, how to get out of this mess. And I said, he's drunk. We're coming up to a curb. I'm going to pick up my speed. And as he gets to that curb, just maybe, his drunkenness will make his footing not so clear. And I just sent that message really hard. I kept walking. I kept putting the ring of fire around me. And as he got to that next curb, I heard thud, and I ran like hell. I thought, okay, mission accomplished.
Wow.
So I used a little bit of likelihood and a little bit of possibility and a whole lot of magic.
Yeah. All right.
Anybody else have some good stories?
You know, this is Gabrielle, and the one thing also that I will say absolutely that has completely changed my life, and whether that means that I'm working with someone on the phone, in person, or I leave my home and I go out into the world to be a functioning third-dimension human being, I have found that the wearing of wrist bracelets, so I actually wear leather bracelets that I snap on each one of my wrists, but it can literally be like sweatbands. It can be anything that's in your style. And the idea is that nothing, so regardless of who you run into or if you are automatically guided to do a healing and then, you know, the feeling is that you feel a little bit drained and you wish you never left your home, The wristbands make it so that things don't go past your hands. Things don't go into your body. And what I have found is that it makes driving easier for me. It makes it a lot easier to go into public places and to shop. And I get a lot more done, and I can do a lot more healing.
I have a necklace that I use for the same reason, as well as bracelets. But the necklace, to me, there are certain necklaces that are about protection. And even for me to feel secure in myself, it's got that same vibration. And so I think it's anything that you imbue with that this is for protection and to charge it, you know, like you would charge any stone before you go out, it's so helpful to me.
Absolutely.
Cindy
has special bracelets that she makes.
I always find my base chakra. Because the base chakra is where I draw a resource of strength, and I know that my intentions, if I pull them from my base chakra with good intention and ground to the Earth Mother and infuse my auric field from my base chakra, it's extraordinarily protective. And it gives me an awareness of my auric field, so I'm more sensitive if I need to be.
That's a good one. Cindy, you make special bracelets.
Indeed. I make what I call the chakra healing bracelets, and they can also be worn as anklets. And even people that have no belief whatsoever in any of the energies, just tell me they make them feel better and they make them feel safer. And it's called chakra healing bracelets and myrrh bracelets. So I also have another little thing that I've done for the children, and it's called Gobbledygook Monster Spray. And it's really cute. It's really in a cute bottle. You give it to the kids. And It empowers them. Plus, it's got cinnamon, salt, and sage, lavender, chamomile, and vanilla to calm them down, and eucalyptus to help them breathe when they're anxious. And it's a really great little product for the kids, and I sell a lot to adults, too.
I was going
to say, my husband to be ex, and he's still here, so.
I was going to say, you have to be a kid, because it sounds fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's wonderful. My angels gave me my formula for my bracelets and for my monster spray.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
another
think,
little trick that I do is when I before I walk into Walmart, because I'm so empathic, I don't even have to do the whole bubble exercise anymore. I just say under my breath, okay, bubble up.
Hmm.
Done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's neat how something that you practice for a long time, it becomes such a part of you. You have a like just like a little trip signal, and it just jumps into place. I mean, that's what started happening to me when I'd be in other realms, and I would see something that felt really dangerous, and before I could even say the thing, before I could even visualize, I was back in my bed, safe and awake. And it's like that aura of fire, boom. And I'm gone. I'm back where I'm supposed to be.
Mm.
And I think we probably all have our things.
I'm rather naive. I have to rely on my guides. I have a really wonderful guide who's an old Roman soldier. And if I see that his blade is drawn, I know I'm not paying attention to something that I need to.
Indeed.
However we get it, you know, as long as we do.
Mm. Yeah.
And we've got certainly more to talk about, but I think before we do that, it would be good for each of us to give our numbers and our websites so that people can find, because a lot of us have products that we sell that are for psychic self-defense. So why don't you start? When?
Okay. And a sponsor to Kirby Monsters. It's very simple website, daughtersofisis.com, all together. And for psychic self-defense, I would go over to the oil collections and go into the witch oils, the Celts, because they're easy to find there. Or the Yaya Queens, my Yoruban. You'll also find a really wonderful dragon's blood mist on the Mister pages. And all the information that you need is there. We provide a great deal of it.
Well, I'm sure that there's pages and pages to get acquainted with and learn from there as well. I think going to...
Every one of the collections, every oil, our gods and goddesses, the grandmothers and grandfathers, provide a lot of information for folks. And I think it's important when you're working with the different scents. But all of the contact information you can buy right from the site. And can get in touch. We have wonderful videos there, too.
So you are a hostess with the mostest there.
I'm working on it.
Uh-huh. And this is Flash Silvermoon, and if you would like to acquaint yourself with my website, which also has plenty of products, including the Wise Woman's Tarot, opening your mind up that way is very, very useful, and the gem elixirs that I make, which is essentially, it's stone soup. But this is some real kick-ass stone soup.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice and strong. Each elixir probably represents a good 20 or so stones that I have tuned in and been guided to mix together for the different ones, like Aura Cleanse is wonderful. Gwen, which ones have you used? Is it that one? Or is
yes,
it,
and the golden armor.
Yeah, golden armor is one of the newest, and I love it.
yummy.
I really enjoy that. And there's one deep peace, fiery wall of protection. The newest that just got out of the bowl 2 days ago is called The Shift 2013, and we are in the process of that, big time. And it kind of adjusts your vibration so that you can blend easier and just feel better. One of the real, real popular ones in the animal sanctuaries where I work is lithium quartz gem elixir. And it, you should see the effect on the monkeys. They'll be bouncing off the walls, and then they're like, yeah, I love it when Flash comes. This is really cool. I'm feeling real. Can I have some more? Let me have the whole bottle. No, it's my turn. And that's the monks with these gem elixirs. They love them. All the animals love them. And they're really good for your own pets as well. To, you know, if they've gotten into some tacky energy, if you had a couple of clients that left their mess here, you just clean your animals up with Aura Cleanse, and better still, spray them with the golden armor before anyone gets here. That way they're not doing your work for you. It's good stuff, and it really makes you feel good, and it flies under the radar. If you have to work in very straight situations, there is no aroma. This is not aromatherapy. This is gem therapy, and you just spritz it where you need to, and you've got a good cover. And if people say, well, what are you doing? I say, oh, just a little hot and a little spritz. You know, no one's the wiser if you should need such a thing. So flashsilvermoon.com, you can find all of my wares and loads of information there. There's lots of pictures of the gem elixirs and information about how they are and how they can be used. And Gabrielle?
Yes, hi. My website is homepeace.com, and peace is spelled like inner peace. And it's a press, it's a, I can't even say the word. There's a lot of stuff there. stop and it starts with a P. And what I'll say is one of my spiritual teachers, Reverend Deborah L. Johnson, said Sunday to a group of congregation people that we have moved through a portal and that we're not coming back. That and the portal is a good thing. Okay, regardless of what's going on with Mercury retrograde and all the challenges that we have moved through a portal. So one of the things that I want to say is that almost immediately in the last week, I feel like I've been called to action by spirit. And I feel very strongly about the Sacred Activism RX of the candles that I put out and also Intentional Living Feng Shui. So I have revolving classes that you can take on dailyom.com. One is Change Your Life with Feng Shui. One is Burn Away Your Karma. And I also want to say that on my site, there's a lot of things for sale or a lot of tools to make things easier. But right now, I really feel like some of these ideas, with candles, need to be shared with whoever, regardless. So on my site, I've got audio MP3 recordings that are free that you can get on how to program, for instance, the Chant Flame, how to program the Ocean Healing Flame, how to program the Self-Healing Flame. These are really, really strong, strong tools that you use in combination with whatever you're already doing, whatever you're doing. Yeah, whatever's going on. So I'm just going to say, please go and check things out. And take what you feel intuitively with your heart and your gut that you could utilize, because there's a lot of stuff out there and none of it is from me. It's all from spirit.
Ruth Ann?
What's the name of your site?
The website is homepeace, homepeace.com. And peace is spelled like inner peace, home peace. Little
I've actually listed all of the websites in the chat room for people to access.
Oh, nice.
Super.
Great.
And Ruthann, do you have some
okay,
words?
Okay, product. I have a radio station. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/airamartefeo, and actually, even though I'm not selling a product, I would be more than happy to do any type of advertising for the sisters here.
Wonderful.
So you just need to
talk
to me about it, and we'll set something up. Because these are all good products that they're selling. We need to get the word out.
Yeah.
And
Nicole?
Yeah, well, I do the comedy side, so my website is called The I Love Nicole Show, and our motto is Love Yourself, Love the World. And so we talk to a lot of interesting people doing some great things, good conversation. And the last one was with Asa Hoffman, our good friend, psychic healer energist. So he gets some really good insights into dealing with fear and free will versus karma and how to develop your own psychic abilities. So that's on the website, ilovenicole.com, ilovenicoleshow.com, and we're also on YouTube. So that's me.
Cool. And Cindy, did we get your website also?
No.
Okay,
my website, Stuff and Hugs for You Too. And on the website, you can reach the Chakra Healing Jewelry, the Bubbles and Billy book that I wrote that has the Bubbles of Protection exercise in it. And it's also got something called Dolphin Rules for Shark Pools that is really funny, and it actually is behaviors that work. I have the Chakra Healing Jewelry and the Monster Spray on there. And if you want to know more about the bubble exercise, you can go to YouTube and just Google my name, and I've got a whole series. What you got was just a second of what the bubble exercise really is, and I've been told to disseminate that freely. So I do, and everybody's welcome to go and just go through that exercise step by step. But it's Dolphin Hugs, 4U2.com. And one more thing that I have is dowsing cards. From the Association of Ascended Beings that I channeled, that are amazing for clearing and protection. And I hadn't really developed that because I'm so in love with the dolphin energy, but I'm fixing to. So thank you, ladies. I'm so honored to be in your presence and to share this space with you. And I got pushed down a flight of stairs a couple of weeks ago by a booger, what I call booger busting. And boy, did he regret that.
And you can't push a good woman down.
It did skim my knee.
Cindy, I wanted to mention I've put your links into the chat room, and you might want to tell folks that if they want to find your chakra bracelets and stuff, they'd go to www.zazzle.com. And it's CYNDIELM, and the link is in the chat room, but so that people know.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, this show is so rich, and I'm sure we've got some stories still that we'd like to share about our adventures and misadventures when we've needed psychic self-defense and have protected ourselves. Anybody else have a great story? Okay.
Well,
I got a good one. Did you have something?
Yeah, I just it's the simple one, but the
good
invisibility cloak. And really just kind of getting out of or away from a situation that you realize, you know, you really don't want to be involved in. And so really all it is to visualize yourself as invisible, helpful hints are making yourself into like a small, you know, all of your energy into a small nano box in a way, and kind of just seeing the air around you blending in with whatever it is. You're there, but not really, you know, passing through. That's it, just passing through. And it really
works.
That's
a good one. I bet that's real good on the highway.
Oh, yeah.
Don't use it on the highway. You'll get hit.
Yes.
I used it all the time, and people couldn't see me, and they would hit my car. I used the cloak of ignorability.
Mm-hmm.
And they see me, but they don't take me seriously. So I got in trouble with the invisibility one. So now I want them to see me. I just don't want them to take me seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing
with
mirrors too, with the Quicksilver. You have to be careful to use that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you need to get out of a situation on the highway, you know, if you can do a quick, you know, bubble up, bubble down, and that's it. You know, if it's for one of those moments, getting past one of those guys, you know.
that's why it's good to share.
Yeah.
You know, that's definitely a good reason to share, because then we learn how to tweak. Because there's always
but for radar and police, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Probably some of you have worked with mirrors to do mirror magic, and it's so functional, from wearing them to placing them places. And years ago, had to do a demonstration because there was a gang rape at the University of Florida down at Frat Row. And I told all of the women who were going, I said, now, if you're smart, you'll take a mirror with you so that you're able to not just visualize, but to figuratively have a mirror and put it over your third eye or your gut and somewhere, so that all the crap that's being thrown at us will bounce right back. And as usual, back in the day, they'd look at me like I was just a little crazy, but I didn't care. And I had my mirror, and we went through there for about an hour, being heckled and the like and all the nasty looks. And I just kept my mind over my third eye. And number one, it's got a little shock value. The people who are staring you down are trying to, what the hell is she doing? So there's that, but there's just the ability of mirroring. And you don't need a mirror. You can do it with your mind and imagine that there's a mirror in front of you. But if you literally have one, that's even better sometimes. And so by the end of our demonstration, I was feeling pretty good. And several of the women, at least a dozen, were vomiting. And they had just absorbed all of what was there. And they weren't feeling very good at all. And so next time they took their mirrors. And if you've got a neighbor that's really harassing you, you can take a nice big mirror and put it up against a tree and aim it at them. It stops. So have any of you used mirrors for things like that?
This is Gabrielle, and I'm a feng shui consultant. I've been a feng shui consultant for 25 years. And I have a couple of books, and part of the foundation of feng shui is the using of the Bagua mirror above the outside of the front door, or above the inside of the front door, with the mirror facing out as if it was out. Like you can't put a Bagua mirror, which is in the shape of a stop sign. Okay, so there's eight signs, and that's the point. It's in the shape of the Western world stop sign that says stop, do not enter. So with tension, what you do is you put the Bagua mirror above the door, and the understanding here with feng shui is that the microcosm of your small world, your home, reflects the big world. And so if you protect yourself with intention in your home, you will find that your walk on the earth is also one of protection. And sometimes I even put Bagua mirrors on all outside four walls of my house. So it, with the idea that the Bagua mirror visually, or with intention, becomes an impenetrable force field on that whole wall of the home, and that all the stuff, all the irk, all the things that aren't in my highest good can't come in and just get returned to wherever they come from. It doesn't even matter, okay? And then only good. So it's a very, what it does is neutralizing, so it allows us to be our highest and our best without any outside influences, energetically, consciously, or subconsciously.
I've got my house all mirrored up.
I bet you you do.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Really good stuff.
Do any of you use laser crystals?
Yes.
Absolutely.
They can be used super effectively for a number of different things. If you are living with a number of people and you want your inner sanctum to be absolutely private, you know, from children or just people who don't know any better, anything that you want protected, you just take a nice laser. That's a quartz crystal, and it's laser because of what it does. And it's a tapered crystal, and you can get them in many different sizes. They're some of the strongest crystals there are. And you place it pointing to the outside. You might have it on your mantle, and it's directing others away from that spot. It, mainly, you know, you're programming it that those who are not supposed to be in there just don't come in. They have no ability to go in. And you can also put that out in front of your home. You can put that aiming at the street or aiming at your fence. And it works very, very, very nicely. Who needs locks? You got your crystals happening. And they're wonderful healers, too, of course. But they're really good at defining space. You can make a magical circle with them. You can aim them to where you don't want intrusion. And that can be very, very useful, as you can imagine. Those of you who use them, you have anything different that you do with them?
I use it as a, almost as a fishing rod sometimes.
Hmm.
And it works for me really well, and I haven't thought of that. It's been a long time since I thought of it. And I will send my intentions out and throw the light like a fishing line with my laser out, especially for manifestation or prosperity. First, with a, you know, with an intention, it usually works too.
Anybody else using lasers? They're magnificent. And, of course, I sell all the rocks that I talk about. The more unusual, the more likely I am to have them. And there's nothing set up on my site yet to describe that, but if you're interested in rocks and you don't have what you need, you can always just email me at flashsilvermoon@gmail.com, and I'll help you out.
They're wonderful energy directors for healing.
They really are.
For me, been wonderful for creating sacred space or circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't find anything better. You can have even a little one that's about the size of your middle finger, and I don't mean that as a joke, but even if that's something that small is more powerful sometimes than a crystal three times its size because its job is to really direct. There's so many wonderful things that we can use, and I hope that you'll share this show with your friends because everybody needs some of what has been said tonight. Even if you think, oh, you've heard it all, there's probably something here you never heard of before. We talked about water, and one of the first things I learned, and one of the simplest things I've learned, was to put a cup of water at my bedside and not for drinking, but just to absorb anything that might be flying about that doesn't belong. So you take your cup of water, you put it there, you go to sleep, and in the morning you just dump it in the toilet and put a new one up. And it's just a kind of a little angel by your bedside to take care of business. And I found that that works really, really well. And that's really good for your children, too, because it's very simple. And you just tell them, you know, the angels are watching the water. And in the morning, you need clear water. And it's just a good way for them. It's like saying their prayers before they go to bed. Just a little something. So do we have anything else that just is jumping up and down to be spoken of so that we leave everyone just with the best tools possible?
Well, you know, one thing that it's old, and it's as old as the hills, but it always
old
works.
Old good.
And I take kosher salt, and I mix dried resin with it. And I'll use that on the boundaries of my property and white light it and use that as a gridding for protection.
Yeah, that's real good. Do you do just once around or three times around?
Basically, I do it once around.
Mm-hmm.
Around the whole property.
Yes. I do once around, but then three around the house.
I make sure it's an unbroken.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we've shared some amazing, amazing things. And perhaps before we close, we might do our visualization for the planet and how we reweave the luminous crystalline web that surrounds the planet, including all the interlocking sacred sites, methodically aligned for the planetary healing and elevation needed at this special time. So we'll just see that beautiful, luminous, crystalline web surrounding the planet. And she's so beautiful, shimmering in the night, in this very dark night, with a solar eclipse. And eclipses tend to obfuscate and cover and disappear. So things may come out of the woodwork over the next week or so, coming out of hiding as if. And so I thank all of the listeners and all of the people, especially the wonderful sisters who've worked with me tonight and offered you so much. Much, much gratitude, especially to Gwen, who is supporting this show on Here Be Monsters at Blog Talk Radio. We're very, very grateful for her, and for her tonight as well. The circle is open and never broken. The circle is open and never broken. The circle is open and never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again.
Woohoo! Yes!
Woohoo! We kicked some serious nasty butt. And keep listening, everybody. We're going to be doing a show of this nature every month on Tuesdays.
Right.
So, sisters, how you feeling?
Very good.
Really good.
Great.
Yeah.
I've done all these incredible tools, and I'm feeling better than I have in years.
Nice.
Yeah. Sisterhood is indeed powerful.
Thank you.
We've got a strange little echo.
I'm working on it.
I'm trying.
It's not surprising that we've had all manner of challenges. By taking on the retrograde and an eclipse all in one night. But we got through.
That's the nice thing is that it was completely successful.
Mm-hmm. And you all have such wonderful things to say.
Thank you.
Yeah,
pleasure.
Thank you all. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, did someone say or ask me something?
Said it was a pleasure.
Oh. It was really, really lovely.
Well, everybody have a lovely rest of the week.
Uh-huh.
You too.
So the next, our next event, I haven't looked for a date yet, but we could maybe find one for December.
We have one.
I'm looking right now to see what a good date might be that works for everybody. Well, the first Tuesday is the 4th.
That won't work.
Okay.
Moving
right along.
For me, so I'll be out.
Okay. All righty. Well, we could get, let's see, how close we can get to the 21st.
Would be the 18th.
Yeah. And, Christmas Day is the 25th, so that ain't going to fly. Well, how is Tuesday the 18th? Moon's in Pisces, that's good.
That looks good here.
Okay.
That's 30 seconds left.
Okay. Well, let's say December 18th, Tuesday, December 18th, will be our show. And we might do, because we're right in front of the 21st, do a ritual for transformation.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. That fits with the season and the date. So, you know, we can talk about that. And I am so pleased with our group tonight. We've just done some really good work, I think.
Feels good.
Much gratitude all around.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Woman spirit rising. Flying right out of this place.
Ladies?
Yes?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we're not live anymore.
Okay, good.
So, but we are recording. So it's the 18th of December and Ritual for Transformation. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Flash.
Oh, thank you.
And I don't know who's left. It's you and
I'm
me.
Sorry?
And me, and I've got to go. It's Ruth Ann, and I'll see you guys later.
Oh, okay. Good night, Ruth
Ann.
Good night.
Good night.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Turkey Day, everybody.
Yes.
Good night.
Night.